Well, maybe you're desperate to get your ex back. Maybe try what one guy did. He posed as the ghost of his ex's mother.
Stupid.
To try to win her back. Dudes are stupid.
As a ghost. How?
All right,
how?
So it just, you know how things can go where you're in love and then all of a sudden you're not together.
Sure.
And then the person is psycho and you're like, how was I ever with that person?
Yeah.
Well, he had a restraining order against him to begin with.
Okay, so this is setting the tone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's get Man Kisser Man. Can you get our official attorney on, Lisa Linnea?
Absolutely.
Ooh, good one. Okay, let's talk to her about ghosts.
That's what she went to law school for.
Yep.
But they were actually engaged back in 2016, and they broke up, and he's been trying to get her back, and she's like, I'm not interested. Stop. He didn't listen. Got the restraining order. So last summer, his big scheme was he wrote a letter. I didn't know ghosts write letters.
I didn't either.
Pretending to be the ghost of her dead mother, and in the letter said, hey, you should get back with Roy.
His name is Roy.
Of course it is.
Wow. Right?
Of course.
It has to be Roy.
It rounds out the story.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. I, back in my day in college, you know, thank goodness I've already went through this a couple times, but I have went through extreme measures to get exes back, including and not limited to sleeping outside of after following the ex to another location, which
Jason.
I assume is her new boyfriend's house.
Spending
the entire night outside sleeping in the car waiting for her to come out.
Did she know that you were out there?
Well, I tried knocking on various apartment building doors.
Yes.
But didn't find the right one, and people threatened to call the cops.
Mm.
So I just waited where I saw the car from a distance. I'm sorry. I'm not the only one here.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
No.
And maybe tomorrow we can have how far did you go, whether you broke the law or not, to try to get us back?
I think it's a good thing you're in the trust tree, because right now I would be judging the hell out of you if you weren't. Like, that's a stat. You're borderline stalking.
No, it is stalking.
I always said that for some reason, breakups to me, if you were actually or you thought you were in love, were more difficult than like physical pain. It feels worse than physical pain, the mental anguish.
I also think, though, Jason, that you might not be sappy or over-the-top romantic when it comes to your emotions, but I think you take anger and insanity to a whole new level.
Like, thank you, Katie. I'm trying to share something on the air, and then I get stepped upon.
Yeah. That's what happens.
I'm happy for you that you're sharing it, but it's like when, we make fun of Jared for crying at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, which is
but
true.
You,
yeah.
Jason, will go to straight stalking when you don't get your way.
Yeah,
it's not that I'm mad. I'm just upset and depressed.
Yeah.
And, I've been like that with a couple girls. I mean, I told you the other one where I was spinning and doing donuts in her driveway to get her to wake up.
And that's the thing, that guys, they think that's going to work
right.
at the time because right. you're so distraught.
You know what, you know what it is? Girls can be like, let me sit upon this. Let me rest about it. And let's process this for... I don't have time to process for a week.
Right.
I know right now, and I have to get it done. If you hang up on me, I'm calling you back 100 times until you answer.
Let me tell you something, though.
Yeah.
What is unfair is that the flip side is a girl, write in her diary about how much she loves him, and, when we get married, I'm going to take his last name, and then somehow we're the psychos?
It is psycho behavior.
That's not fair.
No, it's not fair, because I think a lot of guys, like Jason, they won't admit to having those moments where they felt hurt.
Yeah.
They just say, I don't care. She was crazy anyway. But then secretly, they're sitting outside their yard sleeping. They're in the bushes waiting for them to come out.
I take it one step further. I'm like, this crazy ass bitch. And I can't get over her. I love her so much.
It becomes a challenge.
Katie, that is the difference.
Wow.
Guys won't admit to it.
You will not admit to it, and you will be the first ones to call us psycho or crazy or obsessed when, you got people like Jason Goodman doing what he's doing.
Yes, right. But I learned my lesson after me and Carol separated for a little while, and I did some crazy things, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't take breakups very well.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Unless you're the one that's breaking up with the person.
No, I just ghost them.
He doesn't handle that.
You don't pretend to be a ghost.
He
just ghosts.
The reason why I ghost is because I'm thinking, are they thinking like me and they're going to do this thing?
Like I have to move. I have to get a new car. I have to assume a new identity.
That is the most real statement that Jason has ever said. I don't handle breakups well.
Yep.
I don't.
Hashtag duh.
All right. Let's go to our official attorney, Lisa Linnea. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. It's a bit unusual for a ghost to get a restraining order violation.
You've never seen that? By the way, there's a guy, he posed as the ghost of his ex's mother to try to get her back. He had a restraining order. The question is, not about that. Obviously, you have a restraining order. That's simple. I mean, you know, he broke the law. He broke his restraining order. He went to prison, went to jail. Who can you not impersonate? You know, because there's that fine line, like he pretended he was a ghost. That's not what he got in trouble for, is the restraining order. But you can get in trouble for pretending to be somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, and the key here is that, you know, when you have a restraining order, and even though this case happened in England, it's the same here. When you have a restraining order, you are absolutely prohibited from any kind of contact with the victim. And that includes letters. That includes you can't get a third party to contact, then you can't go to her, you know, her best friend and say, "Hey, will you please tell her that I said I'm really sorry?" And
that
really
counts too.
You know, I know Jason gives them like confessions of a stalker.
Wait a minute, isn't there a certain amount of time where it's not against the law anymore? Yeah, what's that called?
Have the statute of limitations run out on Jason?
Yeah, I think you're okay for your past crimes, man. if you and Carol have a really bad fight, call me before you
even. You heard it here first.
So I hid in her luggage for there. Going up, she was flying somewhere. Is that wrong?
Are you allowed, Lisa, to pretend you're like, besides not a police officer, but like, are you allowed to pretend that you're somebody else? If you're not, like, if it's not doing any harm, like, for instance, this guy pretended he was the girl's mom, ghost.
The ghost, yeah.
If he didn't have a restraining order, is that legal? Just for future reference.
You know, it probably would not fit into any crime that he would be charged with had there not been the restraining order situation. Because, you know, I mean, if people do it, there are fraud charges that can be brought against people. There's criminal fraud. There's civil fraud lawsuits, that sort of thing. Where if you impersonate someone and you do it in such a way that causes some sort of harm to the person, then you could. And there actually have been some psychics who have been charged with fraud, you know, for pretending to be, pretending to talk to some dead person or whatever. And then they end up, you know, charging your credit card $19.99 a month in the process or whatever. You might remember like the Psychic Friends Network and stuff.
Yeah, Miss Cleo.
They made a fortune.
Yeah.
They made a fortune, and they were shut down for fraud. So, you know, ultimately, it can lead, if it's, you know, if there's a habitual act of it or something, it could lead to charges of fraud. But typically, like, you know, people play a prank on somebody and pretend to be somebody else, or they play, or here, even if it was just a stupid attempt to get your girlfriend back or whatever, typically you wouldn't get charged with that.
Yeah, I can imagine, you know, if I had an ex-boyfriend that was trying to get back, and he wrote a letter as the ghost of my grandmother, I would think, okay, it's crazy.
Right.
But that's as far as it would go.
Right.
Speaking of the psychic networks and all that stuff, I still sometimes see them, but they say at the bottom of the screen, it says for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
Is that the disclaimer that they can get away with now?
Yeah, and they changed the terms, right? So now they can't really make some of the claims that they were making before. And like they have that disclaimer now that this is just all fun and games, and it's not. You know, they used to claim it was very real, and they had, and they were charging people a fortune. They used to do it by those phone lines that would charge you by the minute, and then
there was a
different one, a different network. Miss Cleo was another one. You remember from back in the day?
And I don't think she's even Jamaican. I found out.
I don't think she was.
It was like a fake accent. I was very disturbed after I heard that she was even Jamaican.
Exactly.
So the whole thing was a fraud. But yeah, they charged, and people were spending hundreds and hundreds. And
it's messed up. How are you to prove? How can you prove that that person's not a psychic?
I know.
You know,
I mean, there's
been cases of ESP and stuff like that. In fact, police have used psychics before. It seems like it's hard to
prove.
It's
very wishy-washy, or it's a lot of gray area.
And then
I guess.
Where is the responsibility on you as an adult to not put all your trust in some lady on TV?
Right. I would say if I'm a psychic, I would just say, hey, I have to say this is for entertainment purposes only, but to me, this is real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really believe this.
And but I'm not allowed to say something like that.
Well, Jason, you can start your psychic network.
The Long Island lady now, right?
Yes.
Falling, right?
That's true. And I think she's brought in on cases sometimes. Like
I think so, too.
Yeah. All right. She's a wealth of knowledge, as always. Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.